Hi, this is Doreen Howard. It is Friday, October 21st, 2005. We are at the Michigan State University Auditorium, and we will be interviewing
Scott Pennington.
We will go around the room, and everyone can introduce themselves. And Scott, when it gets to you, if you could say your name, and please spell your last name for the record.
Sure.
And your address, please.
I'm Linda Johnson.
Doug Rademacher.
I'm Mike Fleming.
Excuse me, John Fedewa.
And Marilyn Colton.
And I'm Scott Pennington, P-E-N-N-I-N-G-T-O-N. Office address is 310 Auditorium, Michigan State.
Scott, you're with the Matrix Corporation. Can you tell me when did you start working for the company and a little bit of background on Matrix?
I've been here, I've been in Michigan 9 winters, and I've been here 7 of them. So I started when we started. It was a small place for about 4 or 5 of us. And we only had, the first 2 floors here. Well, excuse me, third and fourth floor. We refer to them as floor 1 and 2 because we don't like to think about all the stairs we climb every day.
You said you've been here 9 winters. Where did you originate from, Sam?
The Bronx.
And would you explain where that might be? Bronx.
Rural South Carolina. It's a stand-in joke. Rural South Carolina, a farming community called Allendale, about a 15-minute horseback ride from the Savannah River.
Do you have any children?
No.
Are you married?
Nope.
Okay. What's your formal education?
I did my undergraduate work at the Citadel. It's a military school in South Carolina. And my graduate work at University of South Carolina and the Citadel.
Sounds like a very interesting place, the Citadel. That is an all-male facility, if I'm not mistaken.
It was when I went to school there, right. They've since adjusted the school's policy to match the state laws, as they should have, I think, a long time ago. But that makes me a little different amongst my graduating friends. But, it was an interesting place to go to school.
What was your degree in?
English literature. Which has a lot to do with what I do now.
Very common amongst most people they graduate. They tend not to be employed in anything they graduate in.
I think you're right, yeah. Yep.
Scott, did you follow up the Citadel with any military background?
No. It's a state school without official federal ties. There's only ROTC programs. And everybody has to go through 8 semesters of ROTC. But you don't have to go to the military when you finish. And I had flirted with the Navy. I did 2 years of training to go into submarines. And in the end, just decided I didn't want to float around underwater for 6 months out of every year.
Would you please share your age?
Oh, I'm 35.
So what does Matrix do?
We are the Center for Humane Arts, Letters, Social Sciences online, which means that we work with faculty in the humanities, traditionally non-technical type research and studies, to bring both material from that academic background online for use, and also to help folks who are in that line of academia better make use of the internet and internet resources. And that encompasses a lot of things. We do everything from data collection with oral history. We do a lot of video history. We also work with, I'm leaving this afternoon, I'll be in Ghana in West Africa for 8 or 9 days, and then Senegal for 10 or 12 days, and we've been working down there for 4 or 5 years now, particularly in Senegal. It used to be the capital of French West Africa, located in Saint-Louis and then in Dakar, so they have all the archives. And we're working with the archives what was the French West Africa Archives, which is now the Archives of Senegal, in preservation. We have some digitization projects going on there, and we're hoping to get the same sort of thing started in Ghana. We just got a grant called the Diversity and Tolerance of Islam and Christianity, where we're studying how Senegal is about 90% Muslim and 7 or 8% Christian, and the rest is sort of traditional religions, and Ghana is almost the opposite. And it's been peaceful communities for as long as you can stretch back, and we're studying why these communities get along so well.
Scott, I want to take you back for a moment. Would you tell me what brought you to Michigan State University, and would you share your first day arriving here on campus?
Yeah, the Writing Center, right across the street in Bessie Hall there. I came up to work at the Writing Center, and when I moved to Michigan, man alive, I drove that beat-up Penske van. Flat tire coming through the mountains of Kentucky. It was a great trip up. But yeah, some of the folks from the Writing Center came over and helped me move in. And I fixed barbecue and coleslaw for everybody who came over to help. And I thought, well, it's probably the end of my barbecue sauce for a while. But it turns out y'all know how to make it too, so that's all right.
So it sounds as though you came in a warmer time of the year.
I came up end of May, early June.
What was it like when you got to December?
I froze. I kept buying progressively larger and heavier coats. Yeah. You know, South Carolina, a winter coat is like a leather jacket. You know, no hat, gloves, scarf, any of that mess. So, you know, golf is year-round sport down there. So, I've become pretty accustomed. I still cheat with a four-wheel drive vehicle. But
no, that's considered intelligence in this state.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah.
What is the relationship between Matrix and Michigan State University? Are you a contractor?
We are a
university, or what's the connection?
Yeah, it's an interesting relationship. A lot of universities do this in that we're an independent research center, which means we get some of our funding from the university, but the majority comes from our ability to secure grant work. So we do a lot of, Michigan State is a land-grant university, so one of its main missions is outreach. And that gels perfectly with our mission to work off-campus, helping to bring resources on campus. So we're independent from the university in some ways in that we can sort of set our own research agenda. But we're also very dependent on the university for faculty, for, you know, a building. So it makes for a nice relationship.
Scott, would you share, you've heard this morning what the Fisher Historical Preservation Project is. What's your thought of that, just for the record?
My thought is generally what it is in most of these situations, and that it's probably something in a few years you're going to be really, really glad you did, because as folks start to fan out and move into different jobs and communities, you lose a sense of cohesion, right? And if you can grab that early on, when these memories are fresh and when people are excited to talk about it, it's a fantastic thing to get down on record. The Fisher Body Plant. I'll tell y'all a funny story. Did everybody in here work for Fisher? Did all y'all? I grew up in Farmer, South Carolina, and all Chevy pickups, and they all had that carriage stamped in the door sill. And as a kid, I don't remember why I was so fascinated by it, but I always wanted one of those as a toy. From that, you know, the thing they stamp in the bottom
body,
of the door.
Body by Fisher.
Right, yeah, exactly. Body by Fisher. And the carriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And so when Doug called, it's nice to be working with y'all. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, for your information, it's changed names many times, but it's always Fisher Body, Body by Fisher to us also.
Oh, certainly. And Scott, it's been a wonderful interview with you. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about MSU, or, are you into the sports here, or, you know?
I'm starting to be a little bit. Yeah, I still miss Clemson, but
So you're beginning to become more green and white every day.
Huh? Exactly, exactly. I'm getting a little more into Big Ten.
Well, we thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for coming.